He's speaking there before these leaders of 50-plus Muslim nations and talking about terrorism and saying this is a battle, not between faiths, but between good and evil. Did this speak to you? Was this something unique? Will it have an effect at all, in your opinion?
First of all, good morning, and thanks for having me. I thought the speech yesterday was interesting in that it's very distinct and different from how he spoke as candidate from something we talked about last week. The language of the good versus the evil, the barbarics versus the forces of good, it's not particularly original. I think President Bush talked that way after 9/11. You know, Michael Harrington in his famous article years ago talked about good versus evil. It's not a particularly new theme. What makes it different is that it's President Trump speaking very different from how candidate Trump spoke. I think that's probably the most interesting thing about the speech.
I know one of the things he was talking about was he had this drive them out kind of a segment in his speech. Drive them out of your places of worship. He's talking about kind of the bad guys here. Drive them out of your communities, out of your holy land. What was your take on that?
That it was forceful, but it was forceful with a clear message to the Sunnis, and that is that they need to take the battle directly to the, whether it's the ISIS. I think there's also an indirect message to Saudi Arabia with respect to Iran. I think President Trump has clearly targeted Iran as the quote-unquote as the enemy. And in the context of drive them out, it's forceful language. And it's also, I think, suggestive of that from his perspective, it's the Arab world is going to have to take the fight to terrorists rather than relying on the United States doing so.
What about the portion where he talked about how the people who enact, who perform these terroristic acts, that their souls will never be, you know, that will never be clean or will never be pure? I mean, he's talking about how he's speaking directly to the families of those who perform these sorts of terrorist acts, who have been, you know, who've been proud of their sons and daughters in the past. What did you think of that specific language?
Not particularly original, not particularly interesting. I mean, he's making this argument that the world is divided between the good and the evil, and those who are evil and those who support them are all in the same camp. But I think more than anything, it was a pivot, if you will, from how he spoke as candidate with respect to Islam, right? As candidate Trump, he was portrayed himself, I hate the term, as an Islam hater. That's not how he spoke yesterday. And in terms, I think, in that pivot, he's saying there are the good Muslims, the bad Muslims, and those of you who are bad are forever tainted as bad. Again, I don't think it was particularly original, and if not for the fact that it was President Trump speaking like this, I don't think there'd be this kind of overwhelming reception to it because he spoke as Bush spoke and as other presidents spoke previously to him.
Yeah, I see what your point is. That pivot, though, as you're talking about, it's very necessary in this day and age. Do you not think that he needed to kind of go along the way that he did go in that speech?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes, but I think the follow-up question is why the pivot? One, he clearly needs to have a good week because he had a terrible week last week. And he's going to have a really bad week next week when former FBI Director Comey testifies after Memorial Day. Two, he clearly has an interest in pleasing his Saudi host, right? I mean, the transaction that was made with respect to the arms deal is enormous, and I understand now that the Israelis are upset in terms of whether this is a rebalance of arms in the Middle East. But he was clearly intended to cast his visit in a positive light and clearly was flattered by the Saudis, who went out of their way to make him feel very comfortable. And I think the Saudis, perhaps in many ways like the right-wing Israeli leadership, are pleased to have a President Trump rather than a President Obama, and went out of their way to make him feel more than comfortable. And, you know, perhaps flattery does help.
Can I ask you before you move on, and the time is gone, Professor, is this the first flight from Riyadh to Tel Aviv? I'm reading this morning that President
yes.
flights... How is that possible? That just seems mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it is indeed. It took Air Force One to make the first direct flight
right.
from Saudi Arabia to Israel. You know, maybe in a better world, this will become a regular flight. But it is indeed the first time that there is a direct flight from Riyadh to Tel Aviv.
Interesting. Well, we always appreciate speaking with you, Amos. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.